degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A new report focused on technology and policing showcases the way Nashville is not using some of the tools that are common in peer cities. The Nashville Police and Public Safety Alliance commissioned the comparison of 10 cities. For WPLN News, Emily West looks at what the report says about Nashville.
License plate readers have been a constant battle in Nashville. Other than Austin, Texas, Metro is an outlier for not having the technology, which scans passing vehicles for police. At a recent budget hearing, council members praised Chief John Drake for the decline in crime rates without using LPRs. Right now, Nashville police also don't have a gunshot detection system, nor real-time video across the county to support its crime center.
Like at the peer study, we compare favorably to any city in America. But we could also have further reductions and less crime, less victims, if we had technology that could help us be more effective.
Nashville police do have cameras dispersed throughout downtown. Those can help police, like during the Riley Strain case, when a young inebriated man fell to his death in the river. The footage allowed detectives to trace his final steps and close the case. Emily West, WPLN News.
In recent years, the Metro Council has expanded its control over surveillance proposals and requires police contracts to go through legislative review. Starting today and through the rest of the month, the Tennessee Highway Patrol will be on the lookout for drunk drivers across the state. Sobriety checkpoints will be set up in and around Nashville in both urban and rural counties, including Dixon, Montgomery, Wilson, and Williamson. Exact locations can be found on the website for the Tennessee Highway Patrol. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.